Welcome to New View Advice. I'm your host, Amanda DeRozier, and I invite you to join me here each week as I offer advice on how to move through whatever problem or trauma is holding you back from living life to the fullest. Let's get started. Hey, beautiful soul. Welcome to the 100th episode of the New View Advice podcast. I'm your host, Amanda DeRozier, and in honor of New View Advice's 100th episode, I wanted to give a behind-the-scenes look into why I started the podcast and what I've learned through my own healing journey over the past 3 years. I always strive to be open and honest with all of you, and my intention for this episode is to explain why I am so passionate about helping trauma survivors and anyone who feels as though they are going through a tough time and anybody struggling on their own healing journey. In this episode, I'll be answering questions about starting New View Advice, my journey on the roller coaster that is entrepreneurship, and why I am so grateful for the support of the New View Advice community as we reach this 100 episode milestone. And before we jump in, I always like to mention that if you haven't checked out my website yet, I invite you to check it out after this episode for more free resources, including journal prompts, meditations, blog posts, and podcast episodes about the healing journey. You can check that out at newviewadvice.com, and today's episode show notes will be at newviewadvice.com/100. So with that, let's jump on into the 100th episode of New View Advice. So the first question I want to answer is, why did I start New View Advice? I started the New View Advice podcast because personally, I felt really alone throughout most of my own healing journey, and I wanted to create the resources and a space that I wish had existed as I navigated the darkest days of my own healing journey. As many of you know, I talk a lot about how lonely the healing journey can be and how daunting, and I really found that at the beginning of my own healing journey, I felt so alone, and one of the main reasons I started New View Advice is because I didn't want other people to feel alone, and one of the gifts I've gotten through New View Advice is that by creating a space where others feel less alone, I also feel less alone, so that's been a real gift of New View Advice. Another reason I started New View Advice is that I had received so much bad advice at the beginning of my healing journey, and I wanted to throw my hat in the ring. And what I mean by that is that I felt that I could give better advice for the healing journey than people gave me, because as you know, if you're listening to this episode, my advice is very centered at you connecting back to you. I believe you have the answers you seek. And I felt like people were giving me, one, their opinion of what I should do and how I should feel, and two, just bad advice. One story I wanted to quickly share is that at the beginning of my healing journey from childhood sexual assault, I started therapy. I found a new therapist, and anybody who finds a new therapist knows how long it takes to find a therapist and how kind of grueling the process is. You know, you have to call people, you have to reach out, you don't hear from everybody, and then you have to do this intake form. And then your first session's really just background information. It takes a while to get comfortable with somebody. And I finally found a therapist. It took a while. And during one of my first sessions with this therapist, I was talking about how I had these memories come back of being sexually assaulted as a child. And these are the two things this therapist said to me. One, they didn't believe me. That was super unhelpful. They were like, I think you might be making this up, or it's not as bad as you think. Wow. Horrible experience. And then in the next session, when I wanted to talk about it again, this therapist said to me, one, why are we still talking about this? I thought we already covered this. And then the next thing they said, which sent me running out the door and never returning again, if those two first things weren't red flags enough, the third red flag was that her advice for me to heal from childhood sexual assault was that my partner and I should play out rape fantasies in order to help me heal from rape. And I couldn't believe that this woman said this. And it took me a while to unpack this. Originally, when she said that I was making it up and that I likely was overreacting, I went home and I really thought about that. I was like, am I overreacting? You know, like she made me doubt myself. She contributed to me doubting myself. And then also when she said, why are you still talking about this? You know, at the time I was really, really fragile. And I really honor everybody on the healing journey because it can feel like we're fragile, right? We're incredibly strong. We're incredibly brave, but we can feel fragile. It can feel like anything can send us off our center. And so when she said these, honestly, I believe horrible things to me, they set me off my center. And instead of helping me connect back to myself, they disconnected me from myself and they made me really doubt myself. And when I wanted to start New View Advice, this was one of those experiences I remembered. And I was like, I'm qualified. I can offer better advice than this because I'm not telling anybody what to do. I really believe in helping you connect back to your heart because that's what helps me to heal and has guided my healing journey, is connecting back to my own heart and my own inner wisdom time and time again. I also created New View Advice because I wanted to create a community where people could feel safe to have uncomfortable conversations about the healing journey and all the really hard things that life throws our way. I wanted to create a place where people could remember how amazing and strong and beautiful they are, and they had the power to heal their own hearts with the support of a loving community and a new view on age-old problems and traumas. You know, I really wanted to offer the point of view that you have the roadmap of what you're seeking. And what I mean by that is that I believe our heart is our compass to what we are seeking. And oftentimes we're seeking an internal feeling such as happiness, freedom, peace. And our heart knows the way to that desire. And as I said, I think a lot of times we may think we're seeking something external, but we're really seeking that inner feeling of peace, love, joy. And I believe our hearts has the roadmap for each one of us. And I wanted to create a place where we talked about that, because in my own life, and still to this day, people will look at me like I have 10 heads when I'm like, I help people connect back to their hearts. People are like, oh, okay, like, what does that mean? But I actually think what I do is pretty profound. We have really tough conversations here. We talk about shame. We talk about trauma. We talk about the things that people don't want to talk about. We talk about the things here that make people look the other way. And I wanted to have a space where I got to freely talk about what I wanted to talk about. And before I started New View Advice, I realized that if I wanted a space to talk about the things I was passionate about, I was going to have to create that space myself. And that was another driving factor for creating New View Advice. It's funny, I often doubt myself and starting New View Advice and if I started this for the right reasons. And reflecting on this, it's like, wow, I really did start this for the right reasons. And I really am guided, because I realize there's so many reasons I started this podcast. And another reason I want to share is that I think there's so many nuances to the healing journey. It's complicated, it's individual, it's unique. And I was so sick of people offering advice that was so black and white, or they would give a timeline on how long it took to heal. And I was never meeting those timelines. I fell for that so many times on my healing journey. Somebody was like, I can help you heal in 10 weeks. I can help you heal in a month. I can help you heal in 12 weeks. And they often helped me get to the next layer, but I was never like fully healed. I was healing really heavy stuff, really intense stuff, as most of us are here and as I continue to heal. And I wanted to talk about that. I wanted to take these timelines off the table, and I wanted to stop talking about life as black and white, because I think life is so much more vast and complicated than that. And I think humans are more complicated than black and white. And we can get put in these boxes. And I wanted to create a place where we have a new view on trauma and healing and relationships. And I found on my own healing journey that so many people told me that the things I was healing from were things that I would just learn to live with. And I thought that was an unacceptable answer. It was an answer I always refused to accept. That being raped as a child and being raped in my teens and that grief were things I would just learn to live with. I was like, no, that's just not okay with me. There has to be a way to overcome this. And what I've learned is there's a way to heal it, right? And by healing it, it's really just learning to connect back to ourselves. So many times trauma, grief, and these hard experiences disconnect us from ourselves. And healing is the journey home to self. It's remembering that we're enough. It's remembering we're worthy. And I created New View Advice because when I was at the beginning of my healing journey, nobody was giving me the advice that I offer now. Nobody was telling me that I had all the answers I seek. Nobody was telling me that the things I experienced were challenging, but that I had the power within me to heal. No one was telling me that. Instead, I was being met with a lot of people who told me otherwise, who told me that I would never get over it. And that just wasn't okay with me. And so through my own healing journey, I learned that wasn't true. And I learned I could heal, and I learned that I could empower myself, and that I could be happier than I was before these incidents, and that every feeling I ever had was valid, even if in the moment it wasn't valid, and that all my fears and anxieties were stemming from something. That was fascinating to me, and I wanted to talk about it. And I didn't see a space at the time where somebody was talking about it with my point of view. I started an advice podcast. It's not a novel concept. I wasn't the first person to do it. So I had a lot of fears when I started New View Advice, because I was like, who am I to start this? And I've mentioned Gabby Bernstein on here before, but she actually started Dear Gabby, which is her advice podcast, around the same time as me. And I remember feeling so insecure, like, oh my gosh, of course Gabby Bernstein has an advice podcast. Who am I to offer advice? But the truth is, we can't compare ourselves to others. We're all so freaking unique. which is something I love to talk about here too. And Gabby and I offer different advice. We talk about different things. We have a different audience. Her audience is way bigger than mine, and that's totally cool. There's no judgment there. It didn't mean that I shouldn't start New View Advice. And that's something I've learned along the way, is not to compare myself to others. I think that it doesn't matter if you have an idea that has quote unquote already been created. Everything you create will have your unique signature, will have your unique point of view, your unique world experiences, your unique perspective. So I'm a big proponent of, you know, throw your hat in the ring. You know, as Brené Brown talks about, we have to learn how to enter the arena and not be afraid of getting knocked down, and how we shouldn't take the advice of others who aren't in the arena, right? At the beginning of New View Advice, I would take advice from all the wrong people. When starting something new, it's intimate. You know, I think creativity is an intimate and vulnerable process. With our creations, we're putting a piece of ourselves out there. And it's a beautiful process. I honestly think of it as giving birth so many times, because it's really like, it's a process that comes through us and out into the world. And it's so important to learn to validate yourself. That's what I learned through New View Advice, is because none of my friends or family listen to this podcast. My partner supports me and helps me even outline some of these episodes. He's so supportive. But I wouldn't say that anybody else in my life listens to the podcast. And that was really hard for me at the beginning. But I talk about hard things, and a lot of people in my life aren't interested, and that's okay. It's a reason I created New View Advice, was so that I would have my own space to talk about these things and to help people. The last reason I started New View Advice that I wanted to share is, I don't know if I've shared this before, but I am extremely passionate about helping sexual violence survivors. I'm sure that's clear through the podcast that I'm passionate about helping people who have experienced sexual trauma, because that's something I experienced in my own life, and I know how challenging it can be to navigate, to heal, and I know how hard it is to find actually helpful resources. And so that is a reason I started the podcast. And I actually got the idea to start the podcast in September 2020. I didn't start it till May 2021 because it brought up a lot of fears for me. As I've mentioned, I felt really insecure about it. And I knew it was something my heart wanted me to do, but I felt unqualified. I was afraid to speak my truth. I was afraid that the people who hurt me in the past would get upset with me for starting it. I had all these fears, and I worried that nobody would ever listen to it, that people would be mean to me, that people would bully me. I had all these fears. But I knew I wanted to help sexual assault survivors and sexual violence survivors and other people on the healing journey. I knew I wanted to help people. I knew I had something to say, but I had all these fears arise. And from September 2020 to about February 2021, which is when I actually committed to starting New View Advice, and it took me about 3 months to put together a website and produce it, I kept seeing all these stories of women who experienced rape and sexual violence and who were dying by suicide. For some reason, this kept popping up for me. You can call it the algorithm, you can call it the divine, you can call it a coincidence, but I kept seeing story after story after story of women who were dying after experiencing the trauma I survived. And this was something I could so intimately relate to. I have talked about it on the podcast before, but I've struggled with suicidal ideation, and I was suicidal many times throughout my life. It's a hard thing for me to talk about because it's really vulnerable and people have so many judgments about suicide and suicidal ideation. But I really believe that suicidal ideation is a side effect of rape and trauma and a bunch of other things people are healing. And it was something I learned throughout my healing journey, that there was nothing wrong with me for having these thoughts, that even these really scary thoughts stemmed from somewhere. And I developed these beliefs in different places throughout my life. And one of the main places I experienced it was through rape, was that it felt like it would be easier to die than to live afterwards. And that was my belief. I'm not putting that on other people. But when I was seeing these stories of women dying by suicide, I was heartbroken over and over again. And again, it's because I could relate to feeling that way, to wanting to take my own life. And I wanted to create a space where we talked about how sexual trauma is real, how it's incredibly painful, and how it's healable. That was one of my driving factors. I felt like after seeing one too many of these stories, which I still see today, and I still send love and prayers and cry all the time about the people who take their own life, but I wanted to try to help create the change I wanted to see in the world. And I know I can't help every trauma survivor. That's something else I've learned throughout having this podcast, is that I can't help everybody. I can't be a martyr. I'm not helping anybody if I'm sacrificing myself in order to help others. I really have to take care of myself first. But I wanted to be the change I wanted to see in the world. So it's one of the driving factors of why I started this podcast. I'm not sure I'd ever shared that before. So I just wanted to share that here for anybody who is curious. The next question I wanted to answer is, how has New View Advice impacted my own healing journey? And honestly, it has impacted it in so many ways. I had no idea when I started this podcast that I would be triggered left and right, and that it would be such a challenge for me to have this podcast and to talk about these topics and to embrace who I really am. And I've learned so much through this podcast. I thought when I started this podcast that I was close to healed, which is funny because I believe the healing journey is really a lifelong journey. I think we heal from things, but other things will arise and maybe we will be fully healed at one point. What do I know? You know, I'm just another human being on the healing journey, but I have learned over the past couple of years that having a timeline for healing really isn't helpful for me. It creates impatience and it creates expectations. So I've just let all that go, and I might be on this journey forever, and that's okay with me. But when I started the podcast, I didn't realize how much healing I still had to do. And so many of you know, I've been really honest about my own healing journey throughout this. And one of the big moments for me was in August 2021. I had a TikTok go viral about sobriety. And I've talked about this in other episodes and I can link them in the show notes. But when this TikTok went viral, it was a moment I wanted. I wanted to go viral. I wanted people to hear me and my message, but it was so triggering. I was traumatized because all of a sudden I had thousands of strangers giving opinions about me and a lot of them weren't nice. And through this experience, I realized the core wound that was triggered was that I felt bullied. And that led me to realizing that when I was raped in my teen years, I felt bullied through that experience. I had admitted to myself that happened, but I had not dove deep into what happened to me in my teen years. And I've actually done that entire process throughout having this podcast. And that has kept me humble, honestly. And it's been so hard. I feel like I talked about it. It's been so hard. I heard somebody the other day say that we shouldn't say things are hard. I actually think it's okay to admit that things are hard and that the healing journey can be challenging. I think we just have to reframe our relationship to hard. It's okay for things to be hard. Hard is a bad thing when we label it as bad. When we're like, oh, if something's hard, that's bad, or it means it's wrong. No. It's okay for life to be hard. There's nothing wrong with that. I think it's important to reframe hard because I think when things are hard, it challenges us, it creates resilience, it creates perseverance, and so much good can come from overcoming challenging experiences. Sorry, that was a bit of a tangent, but when somebody said the other day that we shouldn't use the word hard, I felt a bit triggered because I was like, my life has been hard, but that's not a bad thing. That's okay with me. I am who I am because I have overcome really hard things, and that's, I'm honestly pretty proud of myself for that. So I wanted to share that. And it's funny that I started this podcast. I honestly thought it would be fun. And it's really been super challenging, as I was saying. It's been hard. But I'd say that where I'm at on my healing journey is because I started New View Advice. And I've continually taken New View Advice and my triggers as an invitation to heal and to challenge myself and to continually grow alongside all of you and the New View Advice community. Also, a big part of my healing journey has been impacted by New View Advice because learning to use my voice has been so healing for me. I never really spoke before I started New View Advice about any of this stuff. People would probably think I talk about this stuff all the time. I don't. I talk about this stuff on the podcast. I don't really talk about a lot of this in my regular life. I created a space where I could talk about it, where I could create content and help others going through this. But I don't talk about a lot of this in my regular life. What is my regular life? I think this is my regular life. This is where I like to be. But anyways, I don't talk about it with a lot of friends and family, and definitely less so when I started the podcast. I've met new people since starting it who are open to hearing my views on things. But I realize now that this has really helped me to cultivate my voice, right? It's through practice that I've learned to speak articulately. I get that comment a lot. It wasn't always that easy for me. And if you go back and listen to episode one versus this episode, my voice itself is different. It's more grounded. It's more in my body. There's less vocal fry. And that has been so cool to see. I've really embraced who I am and my voice through the podcast, but I'm not sure I would have done it if I didn't give myself a platform to do that. You know, it's so interesting to look back over 100 episodes. I am a human design reflector, so I constantly reflect. And if you don't know what that means, I can link a link in the show notes. But I am constantly reflecting on my life. And looking back on 100 episodes, it's so interesting to see because I've changed so much over the last 3 years. And I view the person who started this podcast as like a young girl. Like the young girl who started this had no idea the journey she was about to take and continue to take. But I'm so grateful. I'm so grateful that I said yes to life and I said yes to the invitation. Because like I said, I had so many fears. But it was just something I knew I needed to do because I was so tired of standing on the sidelines. And I just felt like I needed to step forward and speak up because I didn't see anybody speaking the way I speak so honestly about the healing journey. And so many times I was disappointed by people throughout my life because I felt like they were lying to me because they weren't fully honest about how hard the healing journey can be. And so I'm just so proud of myself in this moment. And I'm so grateful for everybody who listens. Thank you so much. Thank you so, so much for being here and for listening to this episode, other episodes, any episode, engaging with my content. It means the world to me. It means more than I can put into words, which leads me to what I am my most grateful for with New View Advice. And I am most grateful for the New View Advice community. My original goal was to help really just one person with their healing journey because I know how hard it can be. And I really wasn't sure if anybody would listen, but I was like, you know what? If one person finds this podcast and finds it helpful, that's good enough for me. And I'm so grateful that it's been more than one person. I'm grateful for everybody who sends me an email, for everybody who reaches out, for everybody who's booked a one-on-one session, for everybody who listens. And I'm so grateful for everybody who asks vulnerable questions and who helps me to continue answering questions. That has been so healing for my own heart too, that people resonate with my work and they want to hear my advice on what they're going through because I don't take that lightly. It's really an honor to be here and to connect with you and to continue to answer questions about the healing journey. You know, I talk about it in last week's episode, imposter syndrome, but it's taken me a long time to accept the kind words that people have said to me. And looking back on 100 episodes, I also looked back on all the kind words and the kind Instagram messages and emails I've received. And it's really just so humbling to see because I can get so caught up in where I thought I would be compared to where I am and feeling like, oh, I'm not good enough. You know, comparison, imposter syndrome. I struggle with those things too. Taking the time to really reflect on the last 100 episodes, I'm just so honored that I get to do this every week. Thank you. It's hard for me to put into words. I'm just really, really grateful today. And I just want you to know that I'm grateful for you and I'm grateful you're here. And I'm so grateful for the opportunity to do this and that you and I get to connect through this medium each and every week. You know, it's just been really healing and freeing for me to start New View Advice, continue New View Advice, and to really grow over these last 3 years. And before I wrap up this episode, I want to make one note on how freeing this has been. I want to end this episode on that note of freeing and freedom. If New View Advice has taught me anything, it's that what I was always searching for was freedom. And for a long time, I labeled this as happiness. I kept being like, oh, my life is the pursuit of happiness. I want to be happy. I've never been happy. How do you be happy? I was so focused on happy. And what I've learned throughout the past 3 years is that happiness and freedom go together. And when we feel free, we are happy, we are in alignment with life, and we are no longer chained to the past. And also that happiness is an emotion. So just like every other emotion, happiness comes and goes. And I believe maturity is not attaching to pain or pleasure. So knowing that when we're sad, we won't be sad forever, knowing that when we're grieving, that the grief will pass, and also knowing that when we're happy and we're joyful, those emotions won't last forever. So just be present with them. Enjoy them while they're here because they won't last forever. And what I was truly searching for was freedom. What freedom is to me is that it's no longer being chained to the past and no longer being obsessed with the future. True freedom to me is learning to live in the present moment. And I'm not always perfect at this, but I strive to be free. Freedom is honestly everything to me, and I never realized how imprisoned I was. And the truth is, who was imprisoning me was me. And this podcast has challenged me in so many ways to use my voice and to talk about things that make me uncomfortable and to own who I am and to own my point of view and to look at the past and why it was triggering me and to stop obsessing about the future and to stop comparing myself to others and to be free. It's funny looking back that I didn't realize what I was searching for the whole time was freedom, but that's truly what I've been searching for because for me personally, I was so imprisoned by my own fears and insecurities, and the things that happened to me in my past were chaining me to the past. I view it as like being locked in a cellar, in a dungeon, and I was chained there, and I had to continually go visit that cell and unchain them from the past. I had to revisit all those moments in my past that left me feeling worthless and not enough, and the trauma that was stuck in my body. All of that was keeping me stuck in the past. And so many people choose to just live with it. But as I mentioned at the beginning of this episode, I knew that I could live without it. And nobody was telling me that, but that was that inner drive, that inner voice knew that I could free myself. And I just didn't understand for a really long time that that's what I've spent the last decade doing, is freeing myself of the things that left me feeling like I wasn't enough and I wasn't lovable. And I'm not perfect. I'm still on this journey with you, but I can say that where I am today is light years different than where I was when I started this podcast 3 years ago. And I do love myself. I really do. It's like this awesome feeling when we learn to love ourselves and continually love ourselves. I joked with somebody once that I get high off my own self-worth. And I've kind of run with that as a motto because I used to get high on drugs, if I'm honest. And now I just get high off self-worth. Those days where I feel my own self-worth are intoxicating. It keeps me going on this journey. Do I live there every day? No. But I feel that more and more in my life. And it's a real gift. And I am so grateful to be able to share that here with all of you. And before I wrap this episode up, I just want to say again that I am so grateful for all of you. I'm so grateful for the conversations we get to have. I'm so grateful that we are a group of people who are passionate about self-compassion, loving ourselves, and really getting to the roots of why we feel the way we do, and understanding that everything is okay, and that life can be challenging, and that's also okay, and life can be grand, and that's also okay. And I'm just so grateful for each and every one of you. Thank you so much for being on this journey with me. Thank you so much for helping me to come out of my shell. It's been an honor to be here with you, and I'm just so grateful today. And on this 100th episode milestone, I would be remiss not to mention the wonderful souls who have helped me create this podcast and helped me to bring my vision to life. So I just want to give a big shout out to two people specifically. One, my amazing editor, Lexi. Thank you so much for all you do. You help this podcast be better every single day, and I am so grateful for all your help and your continued support of me and my work. And another shout out to my loving partner, Evan, who supports me in ways that he doesn't even know. But his support of me and my podcast and his help of talking through so many of these qualms and helping me to develop this podcast and turn my podcast into a business has been so incredibly helpful. And I am just so grateful for these two souls and for everybody else who has helped me to turn my vision into a reality. It is such a joy. So thank you so much to Evan and Lexi. And thank you so much for joining me for this 100th episode of New View Advice. And I am so grateful to continue being on this journey of life with you. Thank you again for joining me for this episode. And thank you so much for being with me for 100 episodes. So cool. So grateful. And again, I invite you to check out my website after this episode for more episodes, for more resources. I am really excited about where the website is going. I really want it to be a free resource hub with a bunch of different ways to embrace the healing journey and to learn more about me and my own journey. So I invite you to check that out at newviewadvice.com. And if you haven't already, I invite you to subscribe and follow the podcast wherever you listen to podcasts. Thank you again for joining me for another episode of New View Advice. As always, I hope I was able to offer you a new view on whatever you may be going through. Send you all my love. See you next time.